So, gentlemen, what's on Friday? It's a little reminder. Something really big's happening on Friday. Any idea? Well, it's St. Valentine's Day, so just a reminder, you know, for the flowers and the chocolates for your loved ones, to show your appreciation, your love, and your affection. But St. Valentine's Day is often a day that we get sort of romantically attached to, because we hope that if we're not married, somebody's going to propose to us on that day and make a promise to us. Although I've sort of retired from Bushell Park, I'm still helping out on occasions. We had a wedding rehearsal yesterday. I'm doing a wedding there next Saturday. And we were going through the promises and the vows and having a little snigger. And because this morning we've made promises, haven't we, as a church and as elders, to seek and to serve and to follow. And it's something that we don't always get the opportunity to do. You know, BB, we have our enrolment and dedication service, and the guides, well, that promise has changed a bit now, hasn't it? I remember it well from the days when Vivian was in guides in Bushell Park and a guider. I promise to do my best, to do my duty to God, to serve the Queen, to help other people, and to keep the guide law. And it's in some ways sums up what we're all about in our worship and our service, in serving our God, our church, and our community. And the Bible is full of God's promises, isn't it? And only listening to Good Morning Sunday this morning with Hardeep Singh Kohli, and they apparently somebody's done a survey somewhere, you know, nobody knows the Bible stories anymore. They don't get taught in schools. Very few children go to Sunday school. You know, and some of those Bible stories that we love and know come from some of those famous promises that God made to his people. And I wonder what the first, if you had thought of one already, what might be the first one that might spring to mind? A promise that we see quite frequently, and particularly during this rather bad weather, it has a somewhat ironic touch to it, really. Sorry, Ray? Rainbow. Yes, yeah, so I've got a picture of a rainbow. I think Tom's going to put it up. Thank you, Tom. Yes, when large parts of our country are awash and flooded, and God's promise to Noah that he wouldn't destroy the earth ever again, and he put that sign of the rainbow in the sky as a sign of his promise. Because now we know from science exactly how that happens. The sun's rays have to be at just that right point, refracting on the droplets of water in the atmosphere to produce the rainbow that we see. And in our reading this morning, we thought about God's promise to Abraham. Significant promises. Abraham was minding his own business, going about his normal life, when suddenly he comes face to face with God. And this challenge and this call to leave all the things, his home, his comforts, and to take everything he has on a journey to a land that God was going to promise him. And so he left his hometown of Ur,
and went off into the wilderness. Very much like the Israelites were to do many hundreds of years later, and to seek out this land of promise, the land called Canaan. But there was another promise too, wasn't there? He and his wife, in their old age, were going to bear a son. A miracle in its own right. Abraham would be 100, and he would be the father of a son, Isaac. As we read a little bit further through in Genesis, God makes this promise to him. It's in chapter 22. I will surely bless you and make your descendants as numerous as the stars in the sky and as the sand on the seashore. That's Tom's cue for the next two pictures. The picture of the stars is one of the images from the Hubble Space Telescope. We can now see further into our universe and wonder at its might and the extent of it. And I thought I'd show you that picture because it does remind us of warmer times. Walking along the sand and hearing the sea lap against the shore. We look forward to summer. We need something to hope for. And although our story this morning talks about the sign of the covenant and that of circumcision, something that brings tears to my eyes, I'm glad that that covenant has been renewed in the covenant that Jesus made when God sent his Son to be our Saviour. The greatest promise of all. And so in some senses we see the beginning of that promise in the call of Abraham to become his nation. Abraham is our father. And we had some children in this morning, I was going to sing that song, Father Abraham has many sons and many sons has Father Abraham. We could probably do it because it would probably warm us up because you get your arms and legs going. Don't know if you know that song. Rosemary might teach it to you one day. But it does get you moving around. Look it up, Rosemary. Father Abraham had many sons, and many sons had Father Abraham. And through Jesus we have that great promise. And that brings us to our last picture this morning. The events on Calvary. Abraham was to face another challenge when God asked him to sacrifice this precious son, Isaac. And Abraham obeyed God. He took him up to the mountain of Haran, built an altar, and was ready and prepared to sacrifice his son. And at the last moment, God stopped him. And there was a ram caught in a thicket. And Abraham sacrificed the ram. But God didn't spare his son. There was no last minute reprieve. God gave of himself in Jesus on the cross that we might have a life of service, a life of glory, a life full of joy. And so in many ways, God experienced through Abraham what it is like to be human, to lose that thing which is most precious to you, the difficulty in accepting that call and that challenge. And that's not just to the elders that we've ordained and inducted this morning, but to everyone in the church, to all who Jesus calls to follow him, to begin that journey with him and to realise the promise that God has for each one of us, a life in all its fullness and all its richness. And that journey, wherever it may take us, we don't know, in the same way that Abraham didn't know where his journey would lead him. God kept his promise, made Abraham and Sarah the father and mother of many nations. He kept his promise in giving him a son. He kept his promise in giving him a land in which they could live and grow and flourish. And God promises us a life through Jesus, his son.